Hello, everyone, and welcome to Impart, Inspire, Influence, and Impact with Infinitely More Life. Our goal here is to provide you with information that is rooted in the Word of God that will inspire you, influence you in your daily living, and have a long-lasting impact on your life as well as those around you. I'm your host, Era Jackson, and we are so glad to have you here. If you have not already done so, please subscribe to the podcast, share it, and invite others. And if you are blessed in any way as you continue to listen to our podcast, please feel free to become a financial sponsor. We certainly would appreciate your support so that we can continue the work that we do here at Infinitely More Life, not only in the U.S., but abroad as well. I'm joined today by Infinitely More Life founder, Carrie Reichartz. We are going to talk about the upcoming conference that we have in February. It is going to be virtually live streamed for the first time ever. So feel free to join us on February 26th in the evening and February 27th during the day, all day. You can find tickets at Eventbrite. And again, that conference is in February. It is called Freedom Harvest. And we are really going to dig deep and explore the fruits of the Spirit, among other things. It's certainly something you will not want to miss. Our past conferences have been very, very filled with the Holy Spirit, and a lot of change, transformation, and breakthroughs have taken place. And we certainly do welcome and encourage you to join us. Feel free to invite your friends. This is an all-inclusive conference. Men, women, and children 13 and up are invited, and we certainly look forward to seeing you there. Carrie, thank you so much for joining me today. It is always exciting this time of year as we are gearing up for conference and we're in the final preparations, and God reveals so much to us, and things that we think are going to go a certain way, He switches up on us, and we welcome that because we let the Holy Spirit lead in everything that we do here. What are your thoughts on the conference, and how are you feeling today?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And it's conference is like one of the core things that we do. Like when we started this, like that has been the core. And so it's always exciting. It's something we put a ton of time and effort in, and really more so than anything, prayer, as you know. Mm-hmm. To watch the Holy Spirit work through that. And we have examples already of, you know, the people that we've called as speakers and just the amazing God stories already. And of course, the spiritual attack that comes from that as well. So we always know it'll be a good conference because we know what's happening mm-hmm. up that point, not only with us and our personal, but also the ministry and also our speakers. And so, mm-hmm. And part of, you know, doing the work of God is standing up against that attack. And that's something we talked about last year at conference for sure. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start off where we left off last year. So, I'm excited. I can't wait, for us to get closer and just enjoy it with everybody.
I completely agree. Last year's conference, it seems like every year, our conferences end on a higher note than the year before, right?
Yeah.
And last year was absolutely amazing. It was so powerful. We have testimony after testimony of what others were feeling. There was no doubt that the Holy Spirit was present in every corner of that building, not just in the sanctuary, but in that church, in the conference rooms where the workshops were, in the dining area, just you name it, the Holy Spirit just filled that place. And that is exactly what we pray for on a consistent basis for months and months leading up to the conference, even up to and including the day of the conference as we walk through the venues and just ask God to just be present, be felt, and be seen and be heard in every way. We're starting off, like you said, again, coming up in February, kind of where we left off, talking about walking in victory. This year's conference was Empowered for Victory, and we certainly put out the tools and the steps necessary so that people could know they are victorious just based on who they are in Christ. And this year we're going to talk to people about freedom, and they are free. And why are they free? They're free because of the shepherd, the one that they follow, right?
Right. And
so who is our shepherd?
And I think that's the key question, right? Like, who is mm-hmm. your shepherd? You know, is it TV news? We had a conversation this morning. Like, is it TV news? Is it alcohol? Mm-hmm. Is it gambling? Is it your financial situation? Is it mm-hmm. your husband or is it your kids? Like, what is it that we're putting that if this is okay, then I'm okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, mm-hmm. there's one person that could take that role or should take that role. And I wanted to share something this morning that I was reading that just really came along with this topic. Okay. It's from a book. It's actually an Advent book by Lifeway Women, and it's called The Weary World Rejoices. And it's on page 76, and it talks about in Luke 2, a host of angels announced the arrival of Jesus to a group of shepherds. This wasn't the first time God used shepherds in his plan. King David, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and Amos, even Rachel was labeled a shepherdess in Genesis 29. Shepherds carried important responsibilities for their flock. Some of these duties included protection, provision, and presence. Shepherds protected their herd from wild animals, from harsh environments, and helped guide their sheep safely home. Shepherds provided for their sheep, ensuring they had plenty to eat and drink. They would often carry a small pail with them, filling it several times when sheep were unable to reach the stream. The shepherd's presence provided comfort, a place where sheep knew their shepherd's voice and could rest in his presence. And that idea of what are we allowing to be our shepherd? And who should be our shepherd? And of course, they don't mention Jesus here. This is an Advent book. And so it's kind of preparing for Jesus. But, you know, that idea of Jesus is our shepherd. And so are we really leaning into him and allowing him to do these things in our lives? Or are we leaning into other things? You know, and that's makes all the difference in who we are in Christ and living that out day to day and how we feel and how sometimes our emotions can be our shepherd, right? We allow our emotions to be the to us as opposed to what God says about us. And so it's so important. And I see that as now a underlying theme in a different way of what we're bringing, you know, that idea of reminding us who we need to push into, what is most important, what is our foundation, what and where is our foundation, and then building upon that, not, you know, the fear of the media or the, you know, whatever else it might be in our lives.
Absolutely. And as you were reading that, I was listening to each part. Let's break that down. It said that there's presence, right?
Yeah.
And what else?
Provision.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Protection.
Yes. I knew it was three P's. So let's talk about that. The word tells us from the protection aspect, the word tells us that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That right there tells you who our guide is and what that shepherd does. First of all, that's the provision. He does provide, I shall not want. But protection is, he is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our rock. He is our comfort place. He is our keeper. He places us under his wing, right? He shelters us from the storm. That's protection.
Absolutely.
Provision.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the next line in that psalm is that he makes me lie down next to in green pastures next to water.
Yep.
Paraphrase. But that that idea is he's providing, you know, he's providing rest, and we need to be working out of rest, not out of exhaustion, not out of, you know, achievement, not out of depression, not out of anxiety. We need to be working out of rest, and rest is not an act. It's not about sleeping, you know, right. Sleep is rest, but we can rest while we're working. You know, it's the mindset that we take with us, you know, and of course, as we're watching TV and as we're, you know, just getting sucked into those things, like that is not rest. That is, and you know, and it says a lot in the Christmas story, especially about not fearing, because the angels come so much. So, you know, to Mary, do not fear, to the angels, do not fear. You know, he broke 400 years of silence. God right. broke years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And most of the things that he said, the first sentences out of his mouth, because they were angels that were delivering his message, were do not fear. Joseph, Mary, the shepherds, Zechariah. I mean, so many, 400 years of silence. Not one word did God have to say in 400 years. And then he breaks the silence within a family unit, but reminding them multiple times, do not fear. And this conference is going to bring you that you need not to fear, and pull those roots out of you that are still living in fear, whether you know it or not. It'll pull those roots out of you. That is what our conference does, and the reason it does it is because of the prayer that goes into it. Not about us, not about the worship, or the amazing speakers, and they're all awesome. But it's the Holy Spirit's presence in their lives. And it's mm-hmm. that prayer that we put in and others around us put in and the teams that we have around us praying. It's those things that are going to pull that out. The power of the Holy Spirit is so at work. And again, mm-hmm. like you said, and go to the Eventbrite link and read testimony after testimony. And I mean, we could sit here and read all day, all the testimonies. We don't have time, mm-hmm. You know, with amazing stories of life transformation, and not because of what we said or what the worship team sang or whatever, but because the Holy Spirit is there.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, speaking of that rest, you're right. It is an action word, but it's also a verb in terms of a noun in terms of being at rest means that you're at peace. Your spirit, your soul, you're just at peace mentally, spiritually, and in every other way. And when you're at rest, that is actually when you can do the most work, because the Holy Spirit is able to just flow through you and do the things that need to be done before you even realize that it's being done. You know, that's absolutely true about the conference as well. It's not what we say from that stage, because we could say all of the wrong things, but the right people will hear what they need to hear because it's God speaking to them individually. And when people just open their hearts and their minds and they become at rest, and they just relax, then that's when the Spirit works, you know?
Yeah. I think with the conference, like you were saying, like we do not like tightly script the conference, as you and I know, but most people don't, because when you go there, it's like the songs go with what the speakers are saying, but no one knows what songs are played until we get there. Like the day before, we get the script and mm-hmm. then we throw it in the, you know, the PowerPoint. And so we've all written our presentations long before that, but yet they always match up. And it's because the Holy Spirit is in the lives of the people doing it and the prayer that goes behind it. And so that idea that, you know, like letting go and let him mm-hmm. scream. And that's what we do at these conferences. And it's scary because mm-hmm. I'd much rather minute to minute and like, okay, what are you going to sing? What are you going to do? Like, that's my MO, you know, as a lawyer, mm-hmm. I want everything pre-scripted and let's make sure and then we can iron out any details, you know, all those right. things. But that's not how the Holy Spirit works. And of course, 2020 mm-hmm. has shown us that, you know, that we're not meant to live that way. We're meant to live day to day, you know, every day he provides our daily bread. And mm-hmm. to trust him for that. And so, you know, so it's just, it's so, so true. And that goes to presence, I think, going back to the three P's, you know, living in his presence is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. Not in what we think is the right order or the rights, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of daily bread, let's look at that other P. We'll go back to presence in a moment, but provision. Again, let's go back to the word. The word says to us, do not worry about tomorrow. It has its own, you know, concerns of its own. Don't look back at yesterday because it's over. Today, be present. But, you know, don't worry about what you're going to eat tomorrow or what you're going to wear tomorrow, or even if you have a job tomorrow, 2020, right? Yeah. The thing is that it doesn't matter, because the scriptures tell us that who are we that we are not to be provided for? Are we not more than a bird? And the birds just sing and they fly away and they do their thing, but they always eat.
Yeah.
They don't worry about what they're eating in the morning. They know they're going to eat in the morning, and they're not even as, you know, obviously aware and conscious as we are as humans. So if they don't worry, why should we?
Absolutely. You know, and me and you as small business owners, you know, it's like we live that every day. You know, we don't necessarily have, you know, we have what God provides. Right. Mm-hmm. Sure, there's effort on our part. I'm not saying that we just sit here and then the money shows up. Right. There's that. I'm not saying that at all. But yet, you know, we don't have that reliance on that paycheck, you know, and God provides. And I learned that, like, through our work at Mercy's Light and what we're doing at Mercy's Light and the provision for the girls and all of that, like he will provide. What we need to work on is trust. Mm-hmm. We've got to trust him. Do we trust that he provides? His mm-hmm. word is full of ways that he shows that and proves that. Right. And lives are full of that too, if we're really willing to dig and look, but yet mm-hmm. are willing to live that and trust that and live in that. And that's what our conference shows. It shows life examples of people doing that. It shows examples of God showing up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it does. And I'll tell you, if you think back, and some of us don't have to dig very deep to know that his presence is there and that his provision is there, because I'll tell you what, there are times when people, families don't know when they're going to be able to get to the store or even get to work, and they put on a pair of pants or a coat and they find $20. Or someone drops off. We know someone personally that consistently has food just dropped off at their door.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we know that he is a provider. You know, that's one of his many names. He is our provider. Now, absolutely, let's go into presence.
Before we go do ahead. That, I want to make sure that people realize, and he's not a respecter of persons. It's not about your behaviors that he provides. Mm-hmm. If you're perfect, if you go to church, if you pray, if you, you know, you do your daily quiet time every day, you know, like, it's not about your performance. It's mm-hmm. about what you already did. And so are those things helpful? Absolutely. I would not recommend not doing them, but it's not about your performance, and then he will provide. And if you don't perform, he won't. Or if you do perform, he will. It's not that either. You know, it's the trust. It's the trust. Mm-hmm. He is respecter of persons. If he does it for one, he will do it for all. And it's not about your behavior. It's not about the wrongs you've done or not done. You know, it's about him. It's not about us.